New York Senator Chuck Schumer is touting the return of funding for New York's rural hospitals. Schumer worked with Republican Senator Chuck Grassley to reinstate the funding as part of Congress's fiscal cliff deal. WRVO's Joanna Richards was at Lewis County General Hospital recently with Schumer and has the story.
A small crowd gathered in the hospital's lobby in Lowville on Friday, waiting for Schumer's arrival. Patients, including many Amish, ducked out of the way of the press's cameras. This rural hospital is one of 18 in the state to lose funding in September that it had received through the low-volume hospital program. For Lewis County General, the funds amounted to nearly $800,000 annually. But the money stopped coming in September, until Schumer and Grassley worked to reinstate it as part of Congress's fiscal cliff deal. Schumer said the move was only fair to provide decent health care to New York's rural residents.
The people in the rural communities like Lewis County, Jefferson County, are every bit as entitled to good health care as people in Onondaga County, Syracuse, or New York City. But it's a little more expensive because you have to spread the costs out over fewer people.
Schumer said that's why this funding was so important. Another program that helps struggling hospitals, the Medicare Dependent Hospital Program, affects 7 upstate facilities. That funding, too, was threatened and reinstated through the senator's work. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards in Lowville.